Good morning, Rabbi Sai.
Good morning.
We are, so first of all, our limit of halacha is as a schus refua for Yosef Dov ben Chayla, Yishtav refua shleima b'soich shalachayli Yisrael b'korev.
Amen.
I had feedback, last week we finished, we was oicha boch Hashem to finish Hilchas Rechilus, so we finished the Sefer of Halacha on Chofetz Chaim, and the question is whether or not to start again, or whether or not to move on to something else. And we're in between at the moment. I had feedback from a couple of people who said that they've got a bit of Lashon Hara burnout, that we've been learning Lashon Hara every day. And we've probably, most of us know most of the Klolim. And even if you don't know the Klolim, at least you're conscious. Yeah, because you hear the halachas every day, that you're conscious before you say something, you think about it, maybe this is a problem of Lashon Hara or not, which you might not do if you didn't have a daily dose. Anyway, we'll take a short break. Whether or not and when we'll come back to Lashon Hara, I'm not sure. But for the moment, this week is going to be Tu Bishvat on Thursday. So I thought this week alone, you know, even for the next 4 days, we can discuss a little bit Tu Bishvat. So everybody knows the Mishnah in the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Arbo Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are four Rosh Hashanim, and the Mishnah goes through the four Rosh Hashanim. And I think there is a misconception that everybody has that the four Rosh Hashanim that we think about. Come inside, it's fine. Come inside, sit down. Okay, so the four Rosh Hashanim, because we know and we think about Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Hadin, therefore we think that the four Rosh Hashanim, which are mentioned in the Mishnah, are Yimei Hadin. Din on this, din on that, this is thing. And the Mishnah mentions number four, which is either according to Beis Hillel, Tu Bishvat, the 15th of Shvat, or according to Beis Shammai, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, is Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilonos. What does Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilonos mean, what we call Tu Bishvat? Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilonos, we would understand maybe that, like in the same way that Rosh Hashanah on the 1st of Tishri is a day when the world is judged, so on Tu Bishvat is a day when the trees are judged. But it's not true, because Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah for Peiros for Ilon. Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah for Peiros for Ilon, and Pesach is Rosh Hashanah for the Tevuah. So the Rosh Hashanim are different times. The four Rosh Hashanim, which are in the Mishnah, are dates in the calendar. Their year ends in the calendar, in the same way as Lahavdil. The tax year end is the 5th of April, and the tax date, which you've just all missed, with the deadline that people have just missed for submission of their returns, is the 31st of January. But the new year is the 31st of December. It's Hu Adin, the Mishnah is telling me that there are certain dates in the calendar which apply to various situations, and those dates are Lav Dafka Yimei Hadin. The Gemara, the Mishnah tells us that Abor Rosh Hashanah Heim, that Rosh Hashanah, the 1st of Tishri, is Rosh Hashanah Limelochim, for instance. That the years that a king is counted, year one, year two, up to Rosh Hashanah's year one, from Rosh Hashanah's year two. It only mentions later on about the Kolboi Olam Ovrin Lefonov, there's a day of judgment. So the Rosh Hashanahs that we need to think about, a Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonois is not a day of judgment. It's a year end for certain agricultural reasons, which Bnei Eder will talk about tomorrow.
Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, Yud Aleph Shvat, 9th of February, Rabbi Alexander Steinhaus Shlita, being Yotze Shira with Shemei Ka'ina. This week's Torah was sponsored by Family Storsler for Simus on the Sum of Pinchas, Yaakov Storsner, Yoa, and Rivki Stern, Shetichya. Class will take place in Mir Tashem on the 11th of February. Yehi Rotzen, Shivne Bais, Demov, Yisrael Hashem, Lissilov, Lissus, Hashem, Achayelim, Amel Chamosh, Shachsil, Vatayim, Lishalim, Bimheiro.
Gemara in Seita, Daf Lamed, asks, we read yesterday, Oz Yoshe Moshe Bnei Yisrael as Hashira Hazois LaShem Vayomru Leimor. What does the pasuk mean? Vayomru Leimor. Should say Vayomru. Oz Yoshe Moshe Hashira Hazois Vayomru. They said what they said. Why did it say Vayomru Leimor? So there's two shittas in the Gemara to explain how they sang the Shira. What happened when Klal Yisrael sang the Shira? One man, the Omar, says that they sang the Shira Kegodla Makre Sahalil. Vehein Oinin Achrov Roshi Parokim. Moshe Omar Oshiro LaShem. Moshe said Oshiro LaShem. They said Oshiro LaShem. Moshe said Kigoi Go. And they repeated Oshir Ol Hashem. That means the whole way through they said Oshir Ol Hashem. Said Oshir Ol Hashem ki goy go. So when he said Oshir Ol Hashem, they said Oshir Ol Hashem. Said ki goy go, they said Oshir Ol Hashem. Continued that way through all the psukim, they just said Oshir Ol Hashem. And the Gemara describes that kegodel hamakre sahale. There's another man, the Omer, who says no. They said it kekotan hamakre sahale. Behein oinin achrov kol masho oimer. They repeated everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said, they repeated after him. So one man, the Omer, says that they always said the Rosh Hashanah. Whatever the Rosh Hashanah were, they said that right the way through. Machlik is exactly how far, where were the different prokim in the Shiro. There weren't different prokim, but at the beginning they said Oshiro Lashem the whole way through. The other man, the Omer, says they repeated everything Moshe Rabbeinu said. And that is Kakota Namakre Sahalil or Kagoda Namakre Sahalil. The Gemara is referring to Gemara and Sukkah. The Gemara and Sukkah, the Lamatres, the Gemara says in the olden days, where Rashi learns chat in the Gemara over there, is in the olden days, there were a lot of people who weren't Bekim, they couldn't read. So what did they do? How did they say Halil? So if there was a Godel there, he read out the Halil, and they just said the Rosh Hashanah, and they said Haliluka. The first word of Halil is Haliluka. So he said a posuk, they said Haliluka. He continued saying another posuk, they said Haliluka. That is Kegodla Makres Halil. Or what happened if there was no Godla was a Boki? They took a child, the children learning in Cheder, they knew how to read. The child read, but a child can't be Moitzi, the Gedolim. So therefore they had to repeat everything that he said. So that's the question over here. What did they do with the Shira? Did they do it kegodla makre sahalil, and therefore they just said the Rosh Hashanah, they said again Shira Hashem each time? Or was it kekotan makre sahalil? They said it like when the kotan makre sahalil, that means he said Oz Yoshe Moshe. They repeated Oz Yoshe Moshe right the way through. They repeated the whole Shira. So the question is, did the whole Klal Yisrael say the whole Shira? Or Moshe Rabbeinu said the whole Shira, and they just said the whole time the Rosh Hashanah? Ask the Marashah, I don't understand. Why should they say that it's Kekotan HaMakriya Sahala? What's Pshat in that man, Do'oma? Moshe Rabbeinu ain't on a Godel ke Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu himself is singing the Shira. Moshe Rabbeinu can't be Moitzi Klal Yisrael. Why is it the Pshat? Well, it's Pshat in the man, Do'oma. Mele, you got a cotton. The cotton's not a Bachayuva. So you got to repeat after him. If there is a din that you can be Yotza with the Godel, and ain't on a Godel ke Moshe Rabbeinu, so why? What's Pshat in the man, Do'oma? That Klal Yisrael, a chelik of the Shira, they said themselves. That's the question. So there are people who want to say that this Gemara in Seita is chelik on the Gemara in Sukkah, and the Gemara in Seita holds that the Gemara in Sukkah comes to Maskana, that the din shemea ka'ina. Somebody who hears from somebody else has got the same din, keilu he's saying it. So therefore, I can be moitzi you, because I can say it, you hear it, and by you hearing it, you're yoitza. So that's the din of Shomea Ka'ina. So the Gemara, that's how the Gemara in Sukkah is masik, that we say Shomea Ka'ina, the Mormon Zariah, that we say Shomea Ka'ina. The Gemara in Saita, maybe, these two man do'amah mechaylik. One man do'amah who says it's got a din of Kegodol HaMakriya Sahalel, he holds, yet you say Shomea Ka'ina. The man, and therefore, you don't need to repeat. It's enough that Moshe Rabbeinu said it, because Shomea Ka'ina. The other man, the Omar, says that we don't say Shomea Ka'ina, and therefore, they had to repeat the whole thing because they weren't yotzei with Moshe Rabbeinu. That is a mahalach that some of the Achronim want to say pshat in the Gemara. The problem is, that's a bit strange that the Gemara in Soto was not discussing. It's discussing what they did, how they said the Shiro. It's not discussing the halachas of Shemei HaKohenah. Should bring a machlekas in Shemei HaKohenah, which the Gemara in Sukkah doesn't bring. The Gemara in Sukkah, which is discussing the sugya of Shemei HaKohenah, L'chairish, that should be the place where we bring a machlekas, if there's a machlekas in the Yisod of Shemei HaKohenah. And why bring in Soto without the Gemara saying that that is the machlekas, when this is not the makom of the machlekas bichlal? So it's a bit schwer to say that pshat in this Gemara is that the machlekas is, do we say Shemei HaKohenah, or do we not say Shemei HaKohenah? Another mahalach that some people want to say is, Avada, the Gemara, everybody agrees, Shemei HaKohenah. Shemei HaKohenah means that when I say it, you're Yotza. So why over here do we not say Shemei HaKohenah? So they want to say that maybe, when do we say Shemei HaKohenah is only when a person has a chiyuv. If I have a chiyuv to do something, so then I can be Yotza my chiyuv by hearing it from the other person. If I don't have a chiyuv, but Klal Yisrael, it was something on instinct. They came and wanted to sing Shira. Shmuel didn't tell them to sing Shira. They sang Shira from their own rotzen. If they sang Shira from their own rotzen, so therefore that's not something that somebody else can be moitzi. What would be the svara to explain this? That means that when I say Shemei HaKohenah, I'm not saying that you've done what the other person was doing, because you haven't done it. He did it, you didn't do it. So why should it be Shemei HaKohenah? But maybe what Shemei HaKohenah means is it's good enough to hear it. You don't need to say it. It's good enough to hear it. So if that is the explanation of Shemei HaKohenah, that you don't need to say it, but it's enough to hear it. So it's enough for what? It's enough if I've got a chiyuv, which I need to be yotza, so then the Torah is not mechayiv me to actually say it myself. If I hear it from someone else, I can also be yotza. But it doesn't mean that I've actually said it. But it's ke'ilu. Since he has said it, and I heard it, I was yotza my chiyuv. But that's only if I've got a chiyuv. If it's something that I want to do from Ratzoni HaToiv, I want to add, I want to say a shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've not done it. So Shemei HaKohenah is not going to help over here. That's also another thought that some of Orishim want to say. The problem with this is two problems, from both ways round. There's one problem. Is this klal correct? That Shemei HaKohenah we don't say when there's no chiyuv. And there's another question, was there no chiyuv to sing Shiro? We don't know. Maybe there was a chiyuv to say Shiro. The Gemara says in Megillah, there were two things the Chachamim were masakin themselves. One of them was Mikra Megillah. So the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yudalef, what? How did the Chachamim know to be mechadish something like Mikra Megillah that everybody on Purim should read the Megillah? Where did Rabbanan know it from? So the Gemara says they learned it in Kavul Choyma. They learned it. If me'avdus lecherus, one sings Shiro. Kol shekein mi'miso lechayim, one sings Shiro. Rashi explains over there, the Tori Evan has a different pshat, but Rashi explains that what does it mean, me'avdus lecherus? The Shira Sayom, Klal Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they saw they were saved, they sang Shiro. So when we were saved, mimisa lechayim, so we, Avada, have to sing Shiro. If me'abdus lecheiros, they were mechuyev to sing Shiro. Koshke, nowadays, we have to sing Shiro. If that Shiro wasn't a chiyuv, it was only something they did because they wanted to do it, how did the Rabbanan learn to make a chiyuv? Like us, we have to, Megillah is not something we can do if we want to. We have to say Megillah. So if the Rabbanan learned from the Shira that we should do Megillah today, then obviously the Rabbanan held that it was a chiyuv to sing the Shira for Klal Yisrael when they came out of Mitzrayim. If it was a chiyuv for Klal Yisrael to sing the Shira when they came out of Mitzrayim, so then that teretz falls away because it was a chiyuv. And if it was a chiyuv, why can't it be a Shemei HaKohenah? On the other hand, the Chasam Sofer asks the Gemara, what was the Makor of Shemei HaKohenah? So the Gemara says that the Pasuk says that the Melech Yehuda read the whole Torah. When he became a Melech, he read the whole Torah. The Gemara says, Kasha, the Melech read it. He didn't read it. Somebody else read it for him. Mikan, the Shemei HaKohenah. That's how we learn that Shemei HaKohenah. The Torah calls it that the king read it, even though he didn't read it himself. Somebody else read it for him. So Chasam Sefer asked, a bit of a shver kasha, but he asked, who says there's a din of Shemei HaKa'ino? We know that in Talmud Torah, you can be yoisa with Hirur. So maybe the king, just thinking the words of the Torah, was ke'ilu, he learnt it. Why the kasha shver? Because the loshon of the pasuk is vayikra, that the melech read it. So maybe that's the kasha of the Gemara. Back upon him, the Chasam Sefer asks, that maybe the king was yoisa through Hirur, through thinking. Chasam Sefer answers, it won't work with Hirur. Because since it was something which was Rishus, it wasn't something he had to do, so Hirur doesn't, oh, when do we say that Hirur is good enough, the same story we said before, if you've got a Chiyuv which you want to be Yotza, so if you think about it, you're Mahara in Torah, so then you've got a Chiyuv in Talmud Torah, you're Mahara in Torah, you're Yotza. But over there, the whole din that the king was supposed to read the whole Torah was a Rishus. So in a Rishus, Hirur doesn't help. That's why the Gemara has to say Shemei HaKa'ina. That's a Raya of Shemei HaKa'ina. Which means that if we say it is Shemei HaKa'ina, then it's not a problem. We do have a Raya. We do have a Raya for Shemei HaKa'ina. Why? Because even though it was a Rishus, Shemei HaKa'ina will work. If it's a Rishus, Hirur, says the Chasam Sefer, won't work. But Shemei HaKa'ina will work when it's a Rishus. So we've got two kashas on the Mahalach. Number one, the Shira Lech'era, we got a Raya from the Gemara Megillah, wasn't a Rishus, it was a Chayvo. So that teretz doesn't help. And the second problem is that this Yisod that we're saying that by Rishus, you don't have the Klal Shemei HaKa'ina, the Chasam Sefer, Al-Kaponim, if you're the Chasam Sefer, he takes on, that's not true. So we come back to the...
What's the difference between the Shira and the Megillah? The Shira is spontaneous.
Sorry?
Isn't there a difference between the Shira and the Megillah? The Shira was spontaneous.
Right.
So, saying you learn Shemei HaKa'ina from Megillah, or Megillah learn from there, but Megillah is already written down.
But if it was spontaneous, so then what's trapped in the Gemara of Megillah that we said that we have to learn, we have to say Megillah. So L'chaira, you see that it wasn't spontaneous. That means it's Chiyuv. It was Klal Yisrael realized from themselves that they have to say Shira because they had a Nes. So therefore, even Achrof didn't actually tell them to say Shira, but it is a Chiyuv. It's a Chiyuv at the time of a Nes to say Shira. And maybe yes, the part of it is you can't be told to say Shira, but your chiyuv is to feel it yourself and say Shira. That's the chiyuv. So that's by Megillah. By Megillah, they said that since we've had a nest, the Chachomim said, the Chachomim was Klal Yisrael, it's not Kachborfu. The Chachomim say we are part of Klal Yisrael and we are saying Shira, the same as Klal Yisrael then said Shira.
But they would have had a text when it comes to Megillah. So they
suggested that the way that you should say the Shira is say over the text. That was the, and there they said their own Shira.
Sorry, did the king not have a chiyuv to read the Korah by Kolim Echayot? It wasn't Rishus.
Yeah, but the din of saying the whole Torah, he had to read the whole Torah in one go.
Yeah.
That was a Rishus. Yeah. At that point in time, he had to learn the Torah but then at the time of the coronation of the king, they read to him the whole Torah. That was a Rishus.
The first 304,000 letters, he can be Yotze Hashemei HaKa'ina because it's Chiyuv. You're just saying not the kol, the last.
No, the whole. He has to say the reading that he had to do then was a Rishus. That reading was a Rishus. He wasn't trying to be Mekayim the Talmud Torah only. He wanted to be Mekayim that other Chiyuv. So he should have had just the Chiyuv of the Talmud Torah, but that Rishus, he wasn't Yotze. On the whole Torah, that extra din that he wanted to read on the day, that day, the whole Torah, that he shouldn't have been Yotzer. He would have been Yotzer Talmud Torah like we would have been Yotzer. But that extra chiyuv that he had, not chiyuv, that extra mila that he wanted to do, l'chaira, he shouldn't have been Yotzer b'Shemei HaKa'ina.
Also in Megillah, wasn't it that the Lashon HaAcheres, the next year they were Koyveya Achila to read the Megillah? No?
So where did they learn that from? How did they know that there's a chiyuv for Megillah? So the Gemara said they learnt it from the Shira Sayom, but the same as there when there was a Nes of Shira Sayom, so therefore they said that Klal Yisrael should say, you're right, they did it different. They didn't just do it at the time of the Nes, they said it learned Hirei Deiris, which is what the Makara for that was. But the excellent Tzias, that when one has a Nes, one says, Shira, they learnt from the Shira Sayom. So the another Mahalach, which they want to explain over here, why what's chat in the Machlekas by Shira, how they said the Shira, is there's a Yodua Dika Machlekas between the Beis HaLevi and the Chazon Ish. What is pshat in Shemei HaKa'ina? How does Shemei HaKa'ina work? You could learn that The Beis Halevi brings that there's a Mishnah, Megillah, which all the Mephoreshim ask, which says the Seder, the person who brings the Maftir, he davens. He's a Kliat Tzibul, he's Noises Kapov, and there's another few dinim that he does. So the Tosfos Yontzov asks already, what do you mean he's Noises Kapov? All the Kohenim Duchen. So why? Only he? Only he is the one to Duchen? So there's come to Terutz in the answer. But the Beis Halevi brought B'shem Chochom Echod. He wanted the answer that they can do Nesias Kapayim with Shemeach Ka'ino. One Kohen says, Yivarechcha Hashem v'yishmarecho. All the other Kohenim listen. And since they're all listening, they have Kavona to be Yoitza. Shemeach Ka'ino. And therefore, they can. That's the answer to the Mishnah. Even though all the Kohenim have got a chiyuv to do Nesias Kapayim, but when one says it and they all hear it, then the Yoitza v'shemeach Ka'ino. That's how the Beis Halevi brings Shem Chochom Echot. And the Beis Halevi says it's incorrect. Because he says, Shemea is Ka'ino. It's like I've said something, but by Birchus Ka'inim there's a din, Emoir Lohem. It has to be said B'Koil Rom. You've got to say it loud. So the Beis Halevi says, you've said it, but you can't say that when I keep quiet and I listen, I've said it B'Koil Rom. It's no better than somebody speaking quietly. And somebody speaks quietly, it's not Yotza Birchus Ka'inim. So when I'm keeping quiet and I'm listening to him speaking, I'm for sure not being Mekayim the din of Koil Rom, so I'm not going to be Yotza. So that's what the Beis Halevi is choylik on this Chochom Echod, and he says, I've had an Asiyas Kapayim, you can't do the Shemea Ka'ino. Comes the Chazanish, says, I don't see why not. Because the same as he is Moitzi me with his Dibur, so he's Moitzi me with the Koil Rom as well. That means the Chazanish understands how the Shemea Ka'ino work. I've got to listen. But it's not the listening which is doing the Ka'ino. When I hear him speaking, I'm Yotza with whatever he does, I'm Yotza. So he's spoken B'Koil Rom, I'm Yotza now. So it's Ke'ilu, I spoke B'Koil Rom. What did the Beis Halevi understand? Beis Halevi understood, no, I'm not being Yotza with what he's speaking, I'm being Yotza with my hearing. The Chiddush is, hearing is also a type of speech. If I hear what the other person says, I can be Yotza, Ke'ilu, I said it. When he has kavanah to be moitzi me, I have kavanah to be yoitza. In such a case, when I hear, the actual hearing is an act of speaking. When I hear words that somebody else says, then through hearing it, it's ke'ilu I said it. Says the Beis Halevi, you said it, but you didn't say it loud. I can't say it no better than somebody who speaks quietly. So therefore, you're not going to be yoitza. There are many, many, many nafkaminas that they say with this chakira. One of the nafkaminas they want to say is as Yodua Machlekus Rashi and Toisvas, in what does a person do when they're davening Shachris and they're davening Shmoina Esra and the Shliach Sibul comes to Kedusha? So Rashi says, Rashi and Sukkah, that you keep quiet, and this is the might of what we pass in Halacha, you keep quiet, you listen to the Chazan's Kodesh, 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 and Shemea Ka'ina, Yoyotza. Tosfos brings a raya that you can't be like that, because the Gemara tells you that you shouldn't start at a time when you're in the middle of davening when the Chazan says Kedusha. According to Rashi, why not? You can be Yoyotza with Shemea Ka'ina. So Tosfos says, that vice choice, if you Yoyotza with Shemea Ka'ina, it's a hefzuk in your davening. That means that Rashi says, if I stop in the middle of davening and I listen to the Chazan when he's saying it's Kodesh, 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 no problem, I've not spoken, so therefore there's no problem with it. I've been yotzei the Kedusha and I continue davening afterwards. Tosfos says you can't do that. And Tosfos comes back, maybe it does for Rashi. But Tosfos in Svora holds you can't do it. Because when you stop and you listen, so now there's a hefzik. What's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? Tosfos holds it's a hefzik, and Rashi says it's not a hefzik. What are they arguing about? So some of the Achrayim want to say this is the Shaila. If the Shliach Tzibu is Moitzi me, I've done nothing. He's spoken, I've kept quiet, I've been Yotze Kedusha, but that's not a Hefzik. Being Yotze Kedusha is not a Hefzik. But if you say the listening is a type of speech, you don't need to speak to be Yotze. If I keep quiet and I hear the words that he's saying, it's Ke'ilu, I'm saying these words, so then Zotaisus says a Hefzik over here. You're not doing a Hefzik by speaking in a regular way, in speech, but you're doing this new mahalach of speech, of listening. And that listening is going to be a hefzik. So that is how Steitler, other Achrayim, learn chat in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that I'm being yotzer with the shliach tzibur. If I'm yotzer with the shliach tzibur, it's not a hefsek. Tosfos says no. The actual hearing itself is ke'ilu I am speaking. So then if that's the case, it's going to be a hefsek. That's how they want to learn. There are many, many kashas, one way or another way. I mentioned one kasha. The Chaznish says, why is it if I'm not being yotzer with the other one, why is the halacha that you can only say shemeh ka'ina from somebody who is a bachiyuva? I should be able to hear, and just the fact that I'm hearing is a way of speech. So b'meila, anything that you're hearing, you should be yotzer. The answer to that l'chayra is that the Beis Halevi held, that's l'chayra of a poshet, I'd hear a machine talking, there's no din of shemeh ka'ina. Because it's not just the hearing. It's hearing somebody who's mechuyev. And he's mekayim the mitzvah with that dibble. It's a dibble shel chiyuv. And I hear a dibble shel chiyuv. You listen to somebody's Lashon Hara, even if you've got kavanah to be yotzer, no one's going to say that shmei ka'ena one's over. It's a Lashon Hara. So the because if there's no chiyuv in this dibble, and there's no faket, it's an avera. So there's no way that we're just going to say it's not just listening to somebody saying words that is shmei ka'ena. It's hearing somebody saying words, and those words are words which are chiyuv, and he's mekayim his chiyuv. When I hear a person saying words which that he is mekayim his chiyuv, then I am also ke'ilu doing the same thing, and I can also be mekayim chiyuv. And that's why it has to be a bachiyuv, and has to have all the tznoim that it has to have when I'm being moitziyu. L'chayra lefi that mahalach. So, if this is the tooth stodim, that means we have tooth stodim, what is shemei ka'ena? Does it mean that the person, he, is being moitzi, me? Or does it mean that I, as myself, when I'm hearing, when I'm listening, I'm being yotzer? So maybe we can hear then, that is the machlekes over here. Over here we're talking about something which is shira. Shira is not regular speech. Shira is song. A person has to sing. Vayomru lema, the Torah's mechadash, that there's a chiyuv when a nes happens. A person's got to sing to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's one man, the Omar, says that it works with Shema Ka'ina. Why? Because he's singing. He's might see me with his singing. He's might see me with his singing. So it's ke'ilu I'm singing. So he's Yotzer and I'm Yotzer. So it's all very good. So I don't need to repeat the whole thing again. It's enough to say just basic, just to show that I'm part of the Shira and therefore I'm Yotzer. The other man, the Omar, says that Shema Ka'ina means it's ke'ilu you're saying it. You're saying it. Very good. You're doing a new type of dibble, but you're not singing. Shira has got to be sung. You've got to come. Yomru Lema, you've got to come and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of appreciation for the nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done. You've got to sing. And if that is the case, then that man, the Omar, holds. Therefore, you've got to repeat the whole thing. It's not enough. I can't be yotzer with someone else. I've got to do the Shira myself. So that is a thought that could maybe be the machlekes over here between the two Manda Omrim. I want to add that maybe it's not toilet on this machlekes. The Briskarov says, Reb Shach says something very similar, that the Beis Halevi's din, that he says, that Berchus Koyanim, each Koyan has got to say it himself, is true if he both stodim of this Shemea Ko'ino. That means, we said, that if it's ke'ilu, the shmiya itself is a type of dibur, then you've not said kol rom. If I was yotzer with the other one, then it's good, because the same as he said it with kol rom, he was moitzi me, ke'ilu, I say it with kol rom. But it could be, zot the briskerov, that the Torah says, emoir lohem. The Torah says that birchas koyanim is something that you've got to say to them. You've got to, the people have got to hear the bracha. People, you've got to say the bracha, and they've got to hear the bracha. So if that is the case, even if Yen wants to be moitzi me, and you're saying that everything that he's doing, I'm being yotzer, but at the end of the day, I haven't said it to them. They've not heard a bracha from me. They've heard a bracha from them. And if they've heard a bracha from them, says the Briskerov, and Shach says the same thing, that's not good enough. That's why he's mechadish. When it comes to Brichas Koyanim, it's poshut, not like that chokham, like the Beis Halevi, that every Koyan has to say the Brichas Koyanim themselves. If that is the case, by Shira it also says, by Yoimru Leimor. You've got to say the Shira. That means Leimor. It's not enough to just think and feel and be yotzer shira. You've got to say shira. Shira is something a person's got to show their joy in such a way that everybody can hear that they appreciate it. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu of the nes that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has done. So it says another pasuk. If that is the case, then even if Yena wants to be moitzi me, I can't be yotzer. So what is the machlekas over here between the two man da'omrim? Everybody should say, you got to say it yourself. Chayra, the machlekas is it kakotan amakriyaz ahalin? Or is it kagodal amakriyaz ahalin? Everybody agrees that you've got to say something yourself. The question is, since I can be yotzer with the other person, there's a din of shemei ha'ka'oina. But there's an extra din that you've actually got to say it yourself. Whichever one of the two tzadim was saying it. It's just a din you've got to say it yourself. Kedei that I should have a din of shira. Do I need to say the whole shira again? Kedei to have said the shira? Or is it enough? Kegodel amakriyas ahalin. Enough just to say the Rosh Prokim that there I've said to be Mekayim the din that you want to shtel tzu. So here's shira. Say something. Say the Rosh Prokim. Through saying the Rosh Prokim, you can be yotzer the shira. That is what the machlekas says. Do you need to say the whole shira? Since shira has to be said, has to be sung out loud. Therefore, you can't be yotzer with the other person. And for sure, if we're saying the sad, that shemei ha'kohen means that the hearing itself is what I'm doing. For sure, I'm not singing. If that is the case, therefore, is it enough just to sing something? Since the whole lashon hashira, I've already been yotzer. Or do I need to sing the whole shira out? One interesting nafkamina is going to be, but from what we're saying, is the Briska Rav is Yodua, he says there are two types of halel. There's a halel which we say, Ol Yom Min Tovim, which is a chiyuv, and there's a halel of Leil Pesach, which he says has got a din of shira. It'll come out from what we're saying, that the halel of the whole year, the Gemara says before us, you can be yotzi, somebody can be moitzi. That's how they used to do it in the olden days. But the halel of Leil Pesach, which is a shira, everybody has to say it themselves. Because shira, one has to say oneself. I once heard, I don't remember, his makor was Rabbi Yashiv, when he had his operation, very, very serious operation, they flew in a doctor from America, and they told him that we told them that, you know, that the Rav wants to thank him. The Rav said, no, bring him in himself. To thank, one's got to do it oneself. My father, Zecharin Rachowiz, used to say that when people are yotzer, brichas ha'goymel, he doesn't think it works. Brichas ha'goymel, a person's got to say themselves. So when it comes to shira, when it comes to thanks, when it comes to singing appreciation, it can't be yotzer it, whatever the lomdus of Shemei Kaino would be, because shira has to be sung by one by oneself.
You say Rech Hashem Yisrael, and like they answer to Shul Hashem, the Kohen could say Amen.
I'm not sure.
And it could be answered with the Shemir, providing he says something. Why is it just an Shul Hashem? Or he'll say your Rech Hashem. He'll say your Rech
Hashem.
Rech Hashem Yisrael. He'll say your Rech Hashem. He'll say your
Rech. It could be the Doran are slightly different, because the Kohen him. The Emor Lehem to tell us is this, a question of song. It's a song if you are.
Maybe it's different. Maybe it's different.
Say it loud.